Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
We are trying to do the things the best we can today on this beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, nice out there.
It is nice outside. It's nice in here. You have found the left side of the dial, Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive radio talk show, with your host, Ray Guarino, and his XO and bassman, Joe D.
Hey.
And we're rocking Led Zeppelin today because Audra Fordin from Great Bear and Fu Ying loves it.
All right. That's my... She's got good
music too. Just had to hear that little bass line. So
excellent.
There we are.
Excellent.
So, Joe, we're going to have a great guest. We're going to have Bill Lindsay from Starbright, Inc. today, the makers of StarTron.
StarTron.
That'll be a little later. Until then, if you want to get us, you can call us at 516-572-7440.
Yeah, let us know what you're doing out there. It's a beautiful day. I mean, we're in a basement, but that don't mean you have to be.
True. Yeah, it's like the Band-Aids. You're still stuck in a basement somewhere in the dark tanky hole. But you can also find us on the web, motormouthradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Motormouth Radio or on Instagram, real_Motormouth Radio. Like us, follow us, let us know you're out there, and we'll maybe do the same for you. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what that whole interweb thing is about, is everybody liking each other and forming a web of contacts and all that good stuff there.
Very true, very true.
So, because if you got, like, pictures of your car or a car show that you're at, or...
I know Pirate Paul is at not far from me, at the Merrick train station. He's at it's the police surgeon's show today, the Father's Day show. Me and two other guys had the only Father's Day show in existence for about 10 years, and now the police surgeons took it over. Didn't take the show over, they just took the day over. And he said the place is packed. I kind of saw it when I left. I drove by and it was pretty damn packed. So there's shows everywhere. I want to make a mention that, speaking of police surgeons, there's a police memorial car show and blessing of the cars on Saturday, June 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All benefits, proceeds will benefit the Nassau County Police Benevolent Association Widows and Orphans Fund. That's at the Cradle of Aviation Museum, right outside of here, right?
You could throw a rock real hard.
You really could.
Yeah, and you could, but don't throw no rocks because you might hit like an airplane, somebody's car,
or
somebody walk in. Or, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Or a cop, and then you're going to be in really trouble because they got billy clubs. They're going to come back and knock your head.
So, yeah.
You know how that goes.
They might not take too kindly to that. So just kind of show up and say hi and all that good stuff, you know?
Absolutely. So,
well, other than that, what kind of week did you have?
Well, my week automotively was a little staid this week. I didn't have any active projects at the shop, so I had nothing. I was working on one of the Autoseum cars, the NASCAR, which if you follow us on Instagram, you'd see the post.
That car. Yeah.
You know, there you go. It's a replica NASCAR car. But I'll tell you something. All the suspension and the brakes are the real deal. I'd love to put those brakes on a street car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could stop a freight train with them things.
Oh, yeah. Everything is safety wired. Everything is done right. But the engine was just a crate engine to drive it around for display.
Right.
And it has an Edelbrock 4-barrel on it. And when I removed it, I saw that the car had a spread bore manifold, which if you don't understand these terms, a spread bore means there's four bores.
The primary Venturis that the car normally runs on are smaller than the secondaries.
Yeah,
in other words, you drive on the, you cruise on the littles, you hammer it on the bigs.
Right. The primaries are like your vitamin water size, and in the secondary is like sewer caps, and hence the term spread bore, because there's a big spread.
Spread out.
But the Edelbrock, like a Holley, is called a normal bore, because all four of the bores, they're not exactly the same. The primaries are a little smaller than the secondaries, but at a glance, they all look the same size. So they need a different size opening in the manifold. And what someone did, which was very common back in the day, is the spread bore manifold, they put an adapter plate on, but this wasn't even a real adapter plate. It was just a gasket and a metal plate. So when you open the primaries, they would hit the adapter plate. So that car only gets like 30% throttle, and the secondaries, forget it. So
Redneck revolver.
The secondaries can never open because the primaries can't open all the way. So when I saw that went up on Instagram. So if you want to check that out, you can go to Real_MotorMouthRadio.
Yeah, that was like, I was showing that around the youth day, and we were all laughing about it. It was like, jeez, what's up with that stuff?
Right.
Like, you never know what you're going to see once you take something apart. You think you're going to have some...
It's your world.
Some wacky diagnostic thing that turns out to be somebody doesn't understand how something works.
Right. Well,
and we're flashing.
I think someone understood how that works. Let's go back to the phones here and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, Joe and Ray. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, Brock, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just having my morning coffee, getting ready to start the day.
All right.
And then, unfortunately, we got a rainy day out here, but it's kind of a nice idea instead of having that hot 90-degree weather we've been having. So it'd be a nice little break day for a change.
Yeah, cool it off a little.
Yeah, why not? I got a crazy question for you.
So you called the right show.
What?
You called the right show.
Question.
Bring it.
Okay. It's a Honda 4-cam. I'm not sure of the year. A friend of mine was over. He's a mechanic, too. And the car stopped running. So when he pulled the valve cover off, the intake cam was rusted and pitted.
Oh, boy.
And now the exhaust cam was perfect. How do you explain that?
That's interesting. Was this a running engine or something that was sitting?
Yes, it was a running engine,
16 valve?
And then it just stopped. It was running. Timing belt didn't go. I don't know if that's an interference engine or not. I didn't do
it's a Honda? No, you look at a Honda cross-eyed, it's interference.
Could there have been water intrusion, Brock?
I don't know. But then why wouldn't the exhaust cam be affected?
Well, maybe on one side, one gasket, I don't know.
There's got to be more to this story than that, because this thing was running.
That's all I got. So
running,
I never heard decently? Of one cam pitting. You know, because they're in the same valve cover. It's a 4-cam engine.
Right.
And why would one side? I was thinking moisture in the oil, condensation.
Yeah.
Why would just
but why one, right?
Cam?
Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, it does. There's something else here that we don't know, because if the thing was running, obviously the intake had to be, the intake valves had to be opening.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's the cam's job.
Right.
No, that smells awful fishy. You know what I mean? There's definitely more to the story. By the way, why doesn't it run?
It just stopped running for whatever reason. I don't know.
Spark, fuel, compression.
Say it came over, and we're just BSing, and he asked me a question. I said, well, I never heard of that before. That's a new one on me. So maybe it was a problem with the Hondas, maybe with you guys being in the field, still in the field. You know, I'm outdated now. Maybe you came across that on a previous type of problem.
Now, that falls into the oddball category, I think.
Yeah.
You know, some of that stuff is just, not pattern failure.
But how long has it not been running?
Well, it was running up until last week.
Okay.
And then when he pulled it apart, he saw he said one or two of the lobes rounded off.
Oh.
So the hardening on the cam lobe rounded off. But that wouldn't explain the rest of the lobes pitting and rusting.
How many
lack of lubrication.
Well, how many miles on the engine, Brock?
Oh, I don't know.
Not that it really matters.
But,
I'm just trying to get data.
I would imagine it's a 100,000-mile car, because he buys cars, and he was using this for about 3 or 4 months, what he said.
Mm.
And he said the car was running good. It had a little bit less power, that kind of thing.
Okay, so this was something he got... used, was it from an auction, maybe?
Probably. Yeah, you buy it at the auction, I would imagine.
Well, basically, something like that sounds like there was something wrong for a long time, but the little Honda kept on chugging.
Could it have been a flood vehicle?
No, No, not that I know of.
I'll tell you something. Ray Miranda taught me this. Like in the console, take apart like the interior glove box.
Yeah.
Something where nobody would go to clean, and if you see water intrusion, he goes, that's how they nail flood vehicles all the time, because people clean everything else real nice, but they never go for certain places.
Yeah.
And,
I'm just thinking that, you know, water is what we're thinking of when we're thinking of rust, obviously.
Yeah. But why would it get just on a one glove? Why not both lobes? Why not both sides?
It may be
rust around the frame or the engine.
Maybe if you wait long enough, maybe it will be on both. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know. But I just thought it was an interesting problem that maybe somebody came. Maybe one of the listeners out there maybe came across something similar. One of the techs out there may have a solution. So it's something interesting. I'm going to do more research on this and try to come up.
Why don't you find out what that thing is? Like, you know, besides
I never heard that. Have you guys ever heard something crazy like that before?
No. That's definitely an outlier.
There's definitely something. Somebody's not telling us.
You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, when you get secondhand information and you're not doing it yourself, and that's why I hate solving someone else's problem by hearsay rather than by visual and
you said a couple of the lobes got worn out, right?
Yeah. I said two lobes rounded.
So that smells like there was lack of lubrication over there.
Yes.
Maybe the other ones, for some reason, just didn't lubricate at all, and that's why they rusted.
I would have liked to see, was there any trace of water in the oil?
Well, we checked that.
At this point, probably not.
Yeah, I asked him if he pulled the oil seal cover and look inside, because usually if there's water in the oil, you'll see like a brown, milky effect around the oil seal cover or the breather in a PCV valve, that kind of thing. You know, it leaves telltale traces.
Exactly, yeah.
And he said no. He's a pretty good mechanic.
Okay.
You know, he's been doing this a long time. He's not a kid. He's another 60-year-old guy that's been around.
Yeah, no, I understand. But we all, you know, look, you called us to ask about it, so obviously, you know, we all miss stuff. We all look for crutches.
What is it, a Civic, like a 1.8 or an Accord, like with a 2.4?
He said it was a Corolla, so.
Oh, it's a Toyota?
Not a Corolla. What the hell? It's a Honda.
A Honda.
They are Rooker-like. I know, right. Yeah,
right.
That's okay.
You know, like I said, second and third hand information in conversation, but it was a 4-cam.
Right. Okay.
Right,
well,
so
we'll see if we can find some info, bund around. And if you find any information on that, let us know, follow up on that, because it's a mystery.
I want to do some research. Now I love these interesting problems. That is not like, okay, you've got a dirty air filter, put a new one in. You need a challenge from time to time to keep you honest.
That's a good point. You know, keep us updated with it. Get us pictures. You know, maybe post it to whatever it is.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Facebook.
Give me some more information.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, nail it to the post where you hit your horse or something.
You know what I mean?
Some kind of pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see what I can do.
Okay,
yeah,
Brock.
Great.
All right, guys, listen, have a great Father's Day. The best of all of you guys. You know,
thank you so much.
Happy and healthy to the family.
Thanks, Brock.
And I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care, guys.
Take
so
care,
long,
Brock.
All right, that was a weirdo problem from out west, but that stuff happens.
It's one of them trick questions there, like what they threw at Marissa Tomei there.
Oh yeah,
it's a trick question.
Well, you know, or the thing is, being the history of the vehicle, it's just not enough information for someone to make the right determination, because there's a big chunk of thing missing, like the whole history of the car.
Oh, maybe it was running on two cylinders and nobody was able to catch up on that. No, they're very perceptive.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a happy Father's Day from Johnny Wrench at the UD.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, Johnny.
Yes,
very nice.
He's probably out there chugging away that big pile of tires we left in the middle of the garage floor for him.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, because we're going to come back, hopefully, with Bill Lindsay from StarTron, and we are going to talk all about fuel additives. So let's do that. Let's go back to Audra's favorite. Joe, I think you might want to tune up for this one.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a minute. Thank you. Keep it where you got it.
Saturday Night Fever, Polyester Suits, The Brady Bunch, Bell Bottom Jeans. And the music of the 70s.
is on the ceiling if you want me.
Join me, Ron Stevens, on the radio, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. for 2 hours of the decade of Elton John, the Eagles, and disco. The Super 70s, the 70s at 7, Saturday mornings on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Hello, this is Uwe Riggers, host of the German Hit Parade. Tune in every Monday evening at 7 to hear many of the most popular German recording artists of the past 60 years. Hört euch die schönen Lieder an. During our 60-minute show, you will also hear about the latest events in the German-American community, and you will never know who may turn up live at our studios or at what event we may turn up live. So tune in every Monday evening at 7 for the German Hit Parade on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHBC.
Whoa. These guys are the kings of rock. There is none higher. So cool.
Oh, there's no communication breakdown here.
They don't suck, man.
No, they rock.
Yes. Back with more Motor Mouth Radio, and we will be expecting to hear from our buddy. Let's see if this is him right now. And if it's
Click it!
Let's see. Hello, you're on the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the Motor Mouths.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Who are we talking?
Can you flip on something from old school? You got anything like from the 60s, bro? How about some Blind Faith or Cream? Well, Grand Funk.
Well, you know, I'm with you. That's all. Well, who are we talking to, first of all?
I can't hear you, bro.
Who's this?
You're on a speaker.
We're just asking, who are we speaking with? What's your name?
Rob.
Rob. Okay, hey, Rob, if we would play all that stuff, because that's all of our music. But unfortunately, this isn't a music show. It's an automotive talk show.
Yeah, that's just our intros and outros while we talk.
Automotive talk show?
Yes.
Yeah.
And on 90.3, I thought you were playing music today.
No. Well,
other shows do, but we just play music as intros and outros.
I just flipped on the radio, and I said, let me call, because we're rolling through Nassau County now.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it.
All right, bro.
All right. So long.
Adios.
Yeah, that's good. Well, at least he likes the music.
See?
That's good.
It's like a universal constant, like Led Zeppelin.
And he asked for our other staples, too, which is good, because that's the stuff that we all listen to. Because
we're out of tape.
Yeah, right.
No, well, you know, that's the thing. I love the fact that you do the music intros and outros there. That's, That really just gets people going. You never know. You just like hold your interest. You never know. I never know, folks. I come in here and I am just as surprised as you when Ray comes up with his musical tidbits over there.
You know, I try to. My secret is I try to tailor the music to the guest or the topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case today. And for years I didn't use Zep, and I realized like I've been staying away from Zep. Not that I avoided it, just didn't use it. I don't know why, because it's so much.
Right.
And today just see, you know, I got this cool CD over I got it at my favorite used record store. I got it down at the Boys Out in Massapequa there, and it's, you know, it's two CDs and a DVD. So I've been listening to it at the house. I said, hey, I'm going to use this.
Excellent.
So that's just how it goes. So, but you know, it's dangerous for me because I start playing that clip and I want to leave the song on because we're playing air guitar, air drums, we're doing air everything.
Yeah, there's no car stuff getting done on the brakes, you know what I mean?
And I'll tell you what, we'll go back to the air stuff on the air slide right here. We'll slide that, we'll push this and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good morning. It's Bill Lindsay with Starbright.
Hey, Bill.
How are you, Bill? Good to speak with you. You got Ray Guarino and Joe D.
What's going
hey,
on,
guys?
Man? Hey.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you
very much. Same to you, Bill. We are, so today we've been teasing it a bit. We both had, Joe and I both had,
StarTron moments.
StarTron moments in the recent past where it's, this stuff is a lifesaver. And I got to tell you, like I sent Bill an email and told him that I know the stuff works. I mean, I know it works because I use it. But I know it works when listeners and friends tell me, hey, I used that stuff you talked about and it worked. And I say, what stuff? And they say, that blue stuff that looks like the hair, the stuff that you used to keep the combs in at the barbershop. I'm like, oh, Star Trek.
I totally forgot. Look, I don't go to barbershops. But yeah, now you remind me.
So, yeah, I said, this is, we got to get Bill back on the show because it's been a little while. So tell us what's new at StarTron, Bill. That's Star Bright.
Well,
I'm sorry.
We got a couple of other things. We got some classics we want to talk about. One thing I just want to mention real fast is what I want to do is you're going to pick six lucky callers, and we're going to give them you're going to send me their address. I'm going to send them some StarTron so they can try it themselves.
Excellent.
I think that's the best way for them
Very
to use
cool.
it.
Excellent.
We know the StarTron works. We got a weird report from New Jersey from a bike shop. A guy said his fuel's turning orange in like 4 to 6 weeks and all gummy. We can't figure out what's going on.
Orange,
so if anybody's
gummy.
Got any information on what's going on with that, please
wow.
give us a call.
Okay.
StarTron, you know it works. But here's two other things. These are, we got one's new, one's a classic. I'm over at my house. Somebody dropped a brick, and it broke my sprinkler pipe. So I'm looking at it and go, okay, I can splice it out, or I can use an epoxy putty stick. We got mm-hmm. this thing. Looks like cookie dough. You cut it. You mush it together. You slap it on there. 4 or 6 hours later, it's a permanent fix. It saved my butt yesterday.
Okay.
But here's the thing I want to talk about that's new. It's called Auto Odor Eliminator. It's a product that we make. It's EPA registered. This is real. I know you hang the little pine trees from the mirror, and it, you know, it smells good if you get 2 inches away from it.
Right.
This product, if you get a car, say your buddy smokes cigars in a car, and then the wife gets in, or the girlfriend gets in, or they both get in, and like, why does this car stink? You take one of these things, Auto Odor Eliminator, you deploy it overnight. The next morning, I promise neither one of them will complain about the smell. It might be ripping your eyes off for having a girlfriend and a wife.
Right.
But they're not going to bother you about the odor. It actually kills the odor-causing bacteria. So whether it's cigar smoke or cigarette smoke or Old Bait or the kids left the french fries tucked under the seat a few weeks ago, this will eliminate the smell permanently until you drop more french fries down there.
Right.
So auto odor eliminator.
Or more guppies.
No. No more or guppies. Yeah,
well, let me ask you this. I know that Starbright does have, on your website, there's so many things. There's gas, diesel, storage treatments. There's a whole line of boat stuff and all sorts of treatments. And I know you have nose guard odor control. Is this?
Well, that's what that is, the nose guard odor control. There's versions of it. The auto odor eliminator is the one you're going to find most likely when you go into an auto parts store. Just ask the guy for the Starbright auto odor eliminator. And they'll have it for you, or you can get it online. It's real simple. It uses a deep penetrating vapor that gets rid of all the odor. So you put it in the car, roll all the windows up, open the unit. It's got a little sachet. You shake it like a Polaroid. Get the sponge soaking wet. Tuck the sachet
into
the sponge.
Yes, he did.
Put it in the box. Leave it 4 to 6 hours overnight, whatever's easier.
Yeah.
In the morning or 6 hours later, you come back, reach in real fast. Turn on the AC, let it run for about 5-10 minutes or so, so it gets through the ventilation system, and then just air out the vehicle, and it will have eliminated all the odors. Again, it kills it eliminates the bacteria that causes the odor, so there's no smell. That's the best new car smell, is no smell at all. So,
I got to tell you, Bill, Joe just picked up on it as I did. We know we're in good company when a guy makes a Polaroid reference for shaking a Polaroid.
we all did that.
Yes.
Cool. Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
We're not sure it really makes a difference, but it feels good doing it.
Right.
So go ahead and do it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, so that looks great. You know, so you could probably also eliminate, like, mechanic seat odor.
Oh, okay.
MSO. Because my wife, you know, it smells like your mechanic butt in the driver's seat over here.
Oh, interesting.
Open the windows. I mean, get in this car with you.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it could be sweat or anything like that. Again, bacteria is what causes the odor.
Right.
So by eliminating the bacteria, you eliminate the odor. But let's do this. You're going to pick six other of your listeners, and we're going to send them an auto odor eliminator. They're going to try it out. We want guys that have cars that smell like ashtrays or smell like mechanics
or just smell like
whatever.
Ash. Yeah.
You send me the address, and I will send them an auto odor eliminator.
Okay. You know, we've done this in the past, and in the past, I know you'd sent the products to us, and then we did a call-in thing, and that worked out great. People got this. That's how people got to know about it, because we got it out to the people. And like I said, it still comes back to us.
Well, here's the only thing wrong with that. You know, we're going to pick these people out, right, and we're going to send them this stuff there,
right,
which is like hi, you stink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, we want you to smell better, yeah.
Well, are we talking about the odor eliminator stuff, or are we talking about the fuel treatment?
I'm going to send both.
Okay, got it.
Excellent.
You're going to pick 6 for StarTron and 6 for Auto Odor Eliminator. I'm going to send you more stuff, so you try it out, too.
Okay.
And then let's see what they come back with.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well,
that,
yeah. Like,
that's great.
That's like on the website here, it looks like you got yourself a smoking dog.
Oh, is there a smoking dog? I didn't see the doggy. I didn't notice that.
I got a picture here. It's a dog
with attitude.
Yeah.
I got to say, you know, the StarTron...
belongs right in our shop.
I have a little one-ounce bottle of the StarTron gas, because I keep this on my motorcycle. This is great for a motorcycle,
because right.
1 ounce treats 6 gallons.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a perfect little size to throw in a saddlebag or in a compartment on the bike, put in your shirt pocket.
It works great. I mistook that for 5-hour energy once.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Yeah, please don't drink, dude.
Yeah. Well, Bill, how much... You know, I know that any product that works, obviously, isn't a fly-by night. It's not something that somebody threw together in a lab for, you know, just to get out on the web. How much engineering actually had to go into this stuff to make it really work?
Well, that's a good point. Starbrite's actually a 45-year-old publicly traded company. We're traded on the NASDAQ exchange. We have over 2,000 different products. We do private label for a lot of people you'd recognize.
Really?
And just on the StarTron alone, the research and development is in the millions, and it is with the auto odor eliminator as well. Again, that's an EPA-registered item. That's not something that you could just put together in the garage.
It's
real science. It has real effect, and it has to be tested before you get that EPA registration.
Mm-hmm.
So our stuff it's as real as it gets, yeah. And it's backed by a real company that's been around, like I said, 45 years, and we're sold on the public stock exchange.
So it's not like Mother Switz's stuff that we used to get from our former co-host.
No, no, no.
He used to make that stuff in his basement.
That was a true science project. No, that's the stuff that the EPA would chase you for.
Right.
You know, this stuff is the real deal.
His dog didn't smoke. His dog had 3 tails.
Yeah.
So, I guess your stuff is much safer than...
Yeah.
Well, here's a big difference, too. We actually use our stuff. A lot of the guys in the company, we're car guys, we're motorcycle guys, we got boats, we fish, we hunt. We use products that, if they don't work for us, I'm based in Fort Lauderdale, the headquarters, but we've got a 377,000 square foot factory in Montgomery, Alabama. That little StarTron bottle you're holding, mm-hmm. we made that in the plant. We blow mold our own bottles.
Wow, that is cool.
If we have issues with it, we're going to call the head chemist on Monday and whine like little girls.
Right.
So this stuff has to be over-engineered.
Yeah. That's part of my day job, too, is I yell at the factory. So that's always fun.
Yeah. Bill, how long have you been with the company, Bill?
Going a little over 12 years now.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've been speaking to you at least 6 or 7 of those years, I think, right?
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah.
A few times. Yeah, I know once or twice since I've been on.
Right.
And, you know, prior to that with Chris, yeah.
Right. No, that's very cool.
Hey, and we appreciate you guys are the best because you're out there doing it. You're rebuilding the engines. You're really got dirty fingernails. That's what makes you the real deal.
Dirt,
and we
blood.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, smells.
Yeah,
we
definitely walk the walk where it comes to stuff like that. And I'll tell you this very, very honestly, we use a lot of different products, and we really only endorse, like we're not bought and paid for. We only really endorse the stuff that we believe in, and because we can, you know, and we will tell it like it is. We don't go out of our way to trash someone on the air if we don't believe in their stuff.
We're not like that.
But
privately,
we're basically
nice guys, yeah.
And like I said, StarTron is one of those things that
that story. Not this past week, the week before, one of our recent acquisitions at the UD, we picked up this the 75 Nova.
You know, Joe, let me interrupt you right there for a second. Bill, I want to ask you if you'll stay on through our quick commercial break. And we're going to come back and hear Joe's story about that Nova, if you can just hang with us for a minute.
I'm standing by, guys.
All right. We are lucid and in control.
Lucid and goosed.
We are not like the song we're going to play on Motormouth Radio. Stay tuned. Stay on the line here with Bill Lindsay from Starbrite, Inc., StarTron Company. And we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio in just about a quick minute. So keep it where you got it.
Oh, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oceano, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just gonna listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's gonna be a problem. I think you're gonna have to find another ride then.
What?
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motormouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
We are cooking with gas, as far as Rob Leonard knows, here on Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D. We still have Bill Lindsay on the line. Bill, you still with us?
I'm right here, guys.
All righty. We are back from our break, and we want to pick up. We're going to pick up with a story that Joe was telling about a car they brought into the
UD. Actually, start trying to say that, but a couple times the last 2 weeks. Well, this Nova's been sitting for, the usual, a couple of months, we're not sure. God knows how long, but when we got the car started, it smelled like butt. The exhaust coming out of that thing was just absolutely horrible. And, at some point or another, there was gas in it, there wasn't, so what we did is we added a little fuel, we went and got a 5 gallon can, and then I ran down to the local parts, so luckily we had to go for a couple other things too. I came back with a bottle of that
hamburgers?
Well, no. Hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs. Okay,
hot dogs,
sorry.
Because they also make fine exhaust restriction testing devices.
Excellent.
And you could cook them too, like that. And we dumped the, we prescribed the amount, the Startron in there. We ran the car a little bit more, and kind of backed it up to the window because it stunk.
Right, right.
And after about 20 minutes, half hour, I also added a little bit to the fuel ball too. The car actually cleaned up. It actually did not have that smell of dinosaur butt no more. It was really good. Plus, it actually straightened out a little bit too.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Bill, I wonder. We had one of our listeners, Mark, who I'm sure we'll be sending his address. He wants to know if the nose guard stuff, if that can be used in an AC system.
The AC in the car or in the house?
No, in a car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. What the way you use it is, you take the sachet out, you shake it, you take the sponge, you get it wet, you put it in the box, and then it's going to work in the car for 4 to 6 hours. But like we said, the last 10 minutes or so, you just reach in the car. It's not going to hurt you. It's got a little bit of a smell, and some people are more sensitive to it. That's why we don't want you in the car while it's working, or any pets or kids. But you turn on the AC system and let it ventilate through for 5-10 minutes or so, and that way the vapor's going through and it gets to any bacteria that could be causing odors, like the AC system. There's a couple of trouble spots in there where you can get mold or mildew,
evaporated
which can
core, the ducts,
cause
yeah.
the odors. So that's why you run it through the system, and if it finds mold or mildew, it's going to eliminate it.
Destroy.
The short answer is yes.
Metallica.
Yeah. I mean, basically, a lot of the car companies recommend they have some type of germicidal concoction or whatever for their AC systems, for the vents and whatnot.
And I guess we should be on the safe side because people are morons. Some of our listeners certainly are. We know who they are. And we have to say, listen, don't sit in the car.
But we love them.
We do. Don't sit in a car with the closed windows and breathe the stuff. Don't drink the Startron, even though it looks like it's something you can make a Curacao and Curacao, whatever the hell that stuff
Romulan
is.
Romulan ale.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Romulan ale. Yeah, it looks like a summery drink. But don't drink the stuff. Don't snort it. Don't ingest it. Be smart. So we just have to say that because
this message brought to you by our safety director.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So, Bill, one of the favorite stories that we've had.
All right, I got to put this drink down. I got to be back to the kitchen. I got to put this drink back
down.
Okay.
One of the favorite stories that I know we've had from you over the years was when you talked about your generator that had, and you had a hurricane or something coming down there in Florida, and you had an issue with your generator years ago. Now,
I was actually.
Okay,
yes.
I've used that story to tell people, this is what the guy told me. And then since then, I've done a similar thing. Please recount that story for us and the listeners.
Well, what happened is a Honda EU1000, got it at a garage sale, wouldn't start, 32 poles, had fuel in it, wouldn't start. So I drag it home. The wife's giving me the stink eye. She's from Rockaway Beach, so you know how those Long Island girls can
be.
Oh,
yeah.
So we get home. I got a bottle. I don't have any fresh fuel at the house, of course, but I got Startron, so I put in about 4 ounces straight into the gas tank. I prime it slowly and just said, just relax. It's going to work. And she's like, I can't believe you bought that, blah, blah, blah. I was going to let it sit for an hour, but after 30 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, so, wait. The waiting or your wife?
The wife yelling at me. So
hey,
I
drink
pull the
this.
Starter cord. Nothing. I'm like, uh-oh. I pull it the second time. All of a sudden, boom, and it starts. Mm. And it's blowing white smoke like something off of a Hollywood movie set, yeah. And it's bouncing around, but it's running. I'm like, this is great. Blowing white smoke. I have to walk it to the edge of the driveway. It's blowing so much smoke. Cars are slowing down as they go by. I think this is a very cool thing. I'm happy I bought it. But at 7 minutes, all of a sudden, it's like you flipped a switch. It was purring like a kitten. It was running smooth, no more smoke, because it had burned all the varnish out of that carburetor. Yeah. And even with stinky fuel, the damn thing was running. It was great. And she's looking at me like, you got so lucky. But yeah. It was not luck. It was Startron.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I took that story and extrapolated on it. What I do is, of course, we use snowblowers up here because we're in the Northeast. And when it's the end of the snowblower season and I'm going to store it, and as well as the lawnmower, when I'm going to store that at the end of the summer, I always have Startron in the fuel that I'm using. But at the end, I'll usually siphon out, like if there's a half a tank of fuel, I'll siphon out half of that just so I have less time. And I'll let the engine run. Of course, I dose it with Startron. And then what I'll do is I'll actually lift the snowblower up so that the hose, the delivery hose, is at the lowest point to get all that fuel out.
Yeah. You do wheelies with it. Come on.
I put a 4x4 under the opposite wheel, and then as it starts to falter, I pour straight Startron into the gas tank, and I let it run straight Startron, and it will run on straight Startron. And I tell you, when I put that thing away, the next season, when I take it out, fresh gas, pull the thing, bang, right up. Goes with all the yard equipment, and if you don't do that, you're a mook.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
That's the thing. The Startron's in a fuel base. That's what makes two things make it different from every others. And we make a traditional chemical-based stabilizer, so I'm not knocking anybody's stuff because we make one. But the Startron's in a fuel base, which means you can't overdose it, means it's not going to impact the fuel that you're treating by making it less combustible, and it means that you can put a heavy dose in there if you really need to clean out a dirty carburetor. I've used it to clean a dirty injector in one of the cars. It worked like a charm, saved me $300.
Right.
And all the enzymes, that's the secret. That's what does all the work. They make the fuel more combustible so the engine starts easier, runs smoother, no smoke, no carbon, because that's unburnt fuel.
Right.
They're cleaning up any gunk that might be in the fuel itself.
Right. Absolutely.
It is a miracle-type stuff because, I mean, usually I have poo-pooed additives for most of my career.
A mechanic in a can, we call
it. Yeah, mechanic in a can, sure. Magic elixir, all that kind of stuff there, you know, mysteries and all that kind of stuff. But right. This stuff, you know, especially after the past couple of weeks, it's definitely on my list. There's going to be bottles in stock on the shelf in the UD from now on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially now that we're into hurricane season again, it's a good idea. I'm going to do it next weekend. Get the generators out, make sure they're running and all that. Dose it off of Startron a little bit. But that's the thing. You love it in your car, your snowblower and all that, but it works in anything that runs on gas or diesel.
I got to say, Bill, I've often wished or fantasized that I was like a rep for Startron because, you know, now in the last month or so, you know, bikes have kind of, we had 7 rainy weekends, so it's been really crappy up here for the most part. But so the motorcycles are coming out and the cars are coming out, have been for a while. But I pay particular attention to the bikes because, you know, being a motorcyclist, thank you, Joe, my new teeth, you know, motorcyclist myself, you hear a guy, he comes out and he whacks on the throttle and you hear, it's breaking up. I'm like, he didn't dose his fuel. And then you'll see the guy on the side of the road, and I want to pull over and, like, toss him a little. Here, put this in. You'll be fine. And then just ride off into the sunset.
Pardon me. You have any great
We've done that. I carry shooters in my saddlebag on the Harley and pull over and say, hey, you got nothing to lose. Give it a shot.
Nice.
And you can tell if they use it because they'll go riding by about 20 minutes later, big thumbs up.
Exactly. That is so cool. Yeah, the stuff, like I said, you know, this stuff works, so we love to endorse it. Anything else from the company? I know the website is very comprehensive. If you visit starbrite.com, you can find all the products, a lot of boat stuff, which I guess from Florida, that's a good idea.
Marine is our biggest market, but here's the reality. A lot of that stuff passes over, like the premium marine polish. I use it on my cars. It's the best polymer polish. A wax gives you maybe 2-3 months, if that.
Right.
Whereas a polymer, you get 8 to 12 months out of it. It bonds, wow. It sticks, it's great. I use it on my cars. I use it on the bikes. It's amazing how well it works. We have a new product called Vinyl Guard. It's basically a protectant for vinyl and plastic and all that. But I've been using that to detail the interior of the car as well, the leather seats, the door panels, the dash, just a little light spray. Don't get it on the glass. You're not going to hurt it, but it'll smear.
Mm-hmm.
But on vinyl and leather and all that, this stuff is awesome. I did the saddlebags on the Harley, and I was blown away by it. They look better than they did brand new.
Wow.
So Vinyl Guard, I'm sorry, is something worth checking out if you got for your boat, for your bike, for the car. Well, you got a plastic leg, you can spray it on that, make it nice and shiny, impress the ladies, right. It's all good.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, I know we do follow you on Instagram already, and I think what we'll do is we'll get a link to Starbright up on our website so that we can,
absolutely, yeah,
so people
for sure.
can find it. Because those products are great, and I do know for years, a few of my friends in the body shops have used aircraft wax on their car instead of regular, because they said it just lasts longer.
Right.
So it's good. So what's it? You mentioned the cars that you take care of. What's in the fleet these days, Bill? I know you always have an eclectic mix.
My daily driver is a 2003 911. I picked up a GT3 a couple years ago. It needed a good home, so I had to adopt it.
Yeah.
And then I've got a Volkswagen Touareg TDI, the evil diesel engine.
Okay.
And I love that thing because I can pull small countries around with it.
That's cool. And you have
I wash them with the boat wash, and I use the premium marine polish on them, and they look awesome.
And of course,
of course, they all drink StarTron.
Right. And you have the motorcycle as well.
I got a Harley Street Bob. We ride that thing all over. And what's interesting is I try to use only top-tier fuel and I treat it with StarTron. But sometimes when you're in the middle of the state in the boonies, all you got is Nick and Tony's discount gas. And you got to hold your breath while you fill it up.
Right.
But that's when the StarTron makes a difference. And that's when our buddies are like, oh, I don't need that stuff. Suddenly the hand comes out. It's like, hey, I need one of those blue things to put in here.
Bill, hit me. And Bill takes his bandolero under his leather jacket. So he's got a little in the bandolero, right? Oh, that is so cool. Well, that is great. Bill, anything else you want to add to this? Or give us put out some contact information, how people can get in touch with the company or find your stuff?
Yeah, please. They can call me. 800-327-8583. Ask for Bill. I'll be happy to help you out in any way I can. You got any embarrassing stains on a boat? You don't want to mention your friends? We'll help you get rid of them. You got any issues?
Just on a boat, huh?
Polishing? We'll help you out. Not a problem. And then you guys, Ranger, are going to get the addresses. Sixer StarTron, Sixer Auto Odor Eliminator. We're going to send it out. And I'm also going to send you some of the epoxy putty stick. I promise you, you will be addicted by this stuff because it's a cookie dough, but you put it on to mend a hole in a boat and the side of you got a rust spot on the truck. Put this stuff over it.
Yeah.
Like I said, saved my butt just repairing the sprinkler lines. It's awesome, awesome stuff.
That's great.
Everybody needs one in a toolbox.
Just two days ago, I had to fix one of the little. I noticed that one of our solar lights in the backyard, the head fell off. I said to my wife, "What's with the light?" She goes, "Oh, it broke. I tried to push it back on, but I said, all right, I'll fix it." And of course, I went and got JB Weld, the 2-part epoxy, and mixing it up. Mm-hmm. It's all on. I'm like, damn, you know. So that'll be when that breaks, I'll redo it with this stuff.
There you go.
Excellent.
There you go.
Bill, we will be in touch. Thank you very much. We'll get you those addresses. We'll put that out to the listeners. And,
wonderful.
And we'll get that stuff up on the web. And we thank you for coming on and talking about this great, great product, StarTron.
Thank you so much for
coming on. Guys, we love this show. It's so much fun. It really, really is. You make it a pleasure. And, again, happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Thank you, Bill. We'll be in touch soon.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Bill Lindsay from StarTron, which is StarBright, StarBright.com. Check it out. This stuff is some of our favorites. Joe, that takes us to our last break. And that was a whole lot of good information. So let's see
Absolutely.
Bill threw a whole lot of good thoughts out to us. So let's throw a whole lot of something back out to him. Here we go. We'll be back in a minute.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure and tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk every single weekend.
Oh, I know it makes us breathe heavy too, Joe.
Yes.
We're panting over here ourselves. We're back with more Motormouth Radio. You kept it where you had it, and you should be glad you did. Because
you should be rewarded with the with us back now.
Well, rewarded or punished, however you want to look at it. But we were rewarded.
Regaled.
Right. We were rewarded with a great interview with Bill Lindsay from StarTron. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, he's a fantastic friend of the show. We love to have him on. So if you want to get one of those prize packs, you have to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And there's one way you're going to do it is you're going to send us an email.
Right.
You can go to motormouthradio.com and there's contact information on there as you would normally find.
Right.
Or you can send an email to motormouthradio@ncc.edu. And if you don't remember all those letters, just make it mmr@ncc.edu. That's only 9 of them. You should be able to remember that.
Yeah. So in other words, no throwing pigeons out the window, no standing on the roof yelling.
Right.
You got to do something electronic.
No swinging chickens.
Speaking of that, we got something electronic flashing over
there. We will hit the button and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
How you doing? Doc Boy Dougie here. Wishing you guys a happy Father's Day.
Hey, Dougie. Thank you, brother.
Dougie. Thanks, man. How you doing?
How's everything going?
Not bad. Not bad. We were just talking to that Starbright guy there.
Yeah, I listened to that. Joey talking about the Nova, but you don't remember when I used the interior cleaner on the El Camino when it first came in. You remember the shape that thing was?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I totally spaced on that, too.
Starbright interior cleaner?
Yeah. The Camino was a little bit of a diamond in the rust over there when we first got it. But, okay. Yeah, that's great stuff.
Life underwater.
Yeah.
Doug, I had an idea.
The Periscope was your first clue.
I had a little idea for that car. I said to Joe before, I said, the way you're bringing cars around, you need to put an old manly boom in the bed of that thing.
Yeah, no problem. Either that or we're going to put it in the 55 Chevy pickup that we have.
It's got a suspension. Nice.
God bless that thing, right?
Yeah, well, we moved it yesterday, right, Joe?
Yeah. That was fun going down the street. I was the minivan toolbox was the chase truck for that one where we brought it to next location. Yeah. That thing sounds great, let me tell you. And
it's a 55 Chevy pickup.
55 Chevy pickup, yep.
Nice.
Yeah, second design.
Yeah, it's a little rough around the edges, but God bless that thing. It runs great. It kicked right over. We threw a battery in it, and like I think we even just like said the word gas over the carburetor, and the thing lit right off.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it was sitting there for a few months too. Yeah,
you guys are luckier than you deserve to be. I think sometimes with this stuff,
we just have really sweet vehicles. They're very cooperative.
Absolutely. So what's up in the UD these days, Dougie? What are you working on?
We got the Nova in there. We're cleaning the house. We got a couple of jobs we did. You know,
how's the duster?
The dust is almost done. It's almost ready to go back to its owner.
That's what you told me over the winter.
Well, yeah. A lot of the projects came in. A lot stayed and a lot left, but more right. Stay sometimes.
Excellent.
Hey, I was thinking about, you know, with Bronc, with that, the problem with that cam.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, it's exactly what you said. Maybe one of the cams were changed somewhere down the line, you know.
Yeah, even maybe one of them was newer, yeah.
Was a poorer, you know, a poorer chemical.
Metallurgy.
A poor metal, right?
Yeah, that or was just maybe Chevy's, yeah.
Replaced the one that wasn't rusted, you know?
Right, right.
You got to know the whole...
Got to know the story.
Yeah, that's what we had said.
Have stories.
Without having the backstory, we don't know really what happened. Like I said, you buy an auction car, it's in an auction for a reason most of the times, and the reason is they don't want you to know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have their ways of pushing them through. So.
Oh, absolutely.
You got that right. Yeah. So, all right, cool, man.
That's the story. I figured I'd just call in with you guys and all the listeners. Happy Father's Day.
Much appreciated, sir. Thank you.
And we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, man. I'll check in with you later.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Doug. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from the dartboard.
Always good. That's right.
Yeah,
Maybe had Johnny tied up in a locker somewhere, so I didn't hear him yelling in the background.
He might not have heard that thing about the little bottles of Startron.
Oh, really? So he maybe like passed out somewhere with blue liquid.
No. He don't pass out.
Oh, good.
He don't pass out.
Better than me.
Let's face it. I forgot totally about the cleaner there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that Starbright stuff is great. Yeah, because I remember bringing it in, and I said, hey, we got to try this, guys. And the El Camino was the perfect candidate for that.
Well, I think we need to get an address for Doug. I don't know if we could send it to Dartboard Doug, care of UD. I don't think that's going to work. It won't get to him.
I think the United States Postal Service may have something to say about that.
Yeah, but if you get us an address we can send to Bill, we can get Dougie out of here.
Yeah,
we got to
get
sure.
Dougie some, Johnny some. Yeah, I think it could be part of it. I got a few people that I've been in their cars that I could think of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
perhaps
go.
This is a candidate now, flashing
let's
away.
Let's see. We'll go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, it's Al. How are you guys doing?
Al. Jeepin' Al.
Al.
Yep.
I was thinking the other Al from Albertson. Al, you're at the Hot Wheels show.
Yes, I did. Right now, I'm broadcasting live from the Regal Mopar show out in PA, in Slate Belt area.
Two shows in a weekend.
Great turnout.
Look at you, two shows in a weekend, man. That's pretty cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. I tricked my wife in. I told her we're going to go shopping, and she's here with me.
Tell us a little bit about that Hot Wheels show, because that sounded pretty intriguing. I didn't see nearly enough about that as I would like to have known.
Right. Yeah. The Hot Wheels show is the 50th anniversary. I saw it on Facebook, and they said, you know, submit your vehicle if you want to go to the show, and if we pick you, you could come. And then... a few months later, I got an email saying, hey, your car is invited to the show. Come on down. And I emailed them back and said, I can't remember which one I put in, the Jeep or the truck.
Oh, now that show's in New Jersey, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Garfield, New Jersey, just not too far from Teterboro Airport.
Right.
And then they had some wild stuff there. They had, big blowers sticking out of Corvettes.
Oh,
they had twin engine, you know, Corvette-looking items, and the guy who actually won it, it looked like he took a fuselage off of a jet fighter and built an Indy chassis around it, and
nice.
Had the triaxle in the back, and
that's cool.
It was pretty cool. Really interesting vehicles out there.
Well, the other thing I want to mention, and I'll have you mention, Al, is no small engineering feat, talking about axles, the job you just did on the Dakota.
Yes.
Tell us about that a little bit.
All right. That's finally done, and it's working out really well. It's a Dana 60 out of a 1998 Dodge 2500. I had to re-gear it to meet the 456s that I had in the truck originally that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost a direct bolt in. The frame rails, believe it or not, on the 2500 was the same width as the Dakota frame reels. So the spring mounts and the shock mounts, I didn't have to cut them off and reposition them.
That was nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a break.
It worked out. And then I took, I put a different yoke in the Dana 60, the smaller one, to meet the Dakota drive shaft, so I didn't have to do that. The only real big problem I have right now is that the ham is so big on the Dana 60 that I couldn't pass the gas tank. So I had to move the axle back an inch and a half by playing with some spacers and redrilling the holes for the springs.
Right.
I moved that back an inch and a half, and then I had to cut the fender wells out because the tire was hitting the back of the fender wells.
Mm-hmm.
And I move them back, welded them back into place, and luckily I didn't have to do any body work because the fender flares cover all the mess I made.
Nice.
And now the only thing I got left to do is to find a trailer hitch with like a 2-inch bow in it so I could fit the spare tire back into position. Gotcha. That won't fit either because of the ham.
The thing that we love about this, Al, is this is hot rodding at its finest. This is the stuff that people have done since the beginning of time when hot rods were invented. They're wrenching, cutting, and making things fit in their garages, and yep. We applaud that. We give it a big wahoo.
Thank you.
Love it. Yes, and you do nice work, too.
Thank you. I found a place out in Nevada. That makes custom-made wheel adapters.
Oh.
So to run the 8 lugs in the front, I had contacted them, and they gave me adapters to go from the 6-bolt, I think, by 4.5 to the 8-bolt, 6.5.
Well, that's good. This way, one spare.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need that spare.
Yeah.
Right. The saving grace about that is that the Dana 60 was 4 inches wider than the track on the Dakota axle, the 9.25 that I had in there.
Right.
So the spacers are 2 inches. So I made up that. So but the tire, let's put it this way, the track is the same in the front and the back now.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't look offset. Yeah, that's nice. Very good.
Thank you.
So what's next?
Good question.
Yeah, for you, we never...
Yeah, have a cup of coffee, kick back, and think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Oh. Actually, I got a set of airbags to put in the back. So mm-hmm. When I put the dump body on it, I don't have to worry about it squatting too much.
Right, good idea.
Yeah, with all that carrying capacity now with that axle, you might as well make use of it by making the suspension hold up.
Oh, Al does use that truck. It could be a load of bricks, or it could be manure, it could be sawdust, yep. It could be logs. You never know what's going to be in the back. He puts a dump back on it, and that thing is a true transformer.
Yeah.
That's cool. Excellent. Well, that's great, Al. Well, thanks for catching us up on that. That's we love to hear about those projects.
I tell you, the Hot Wheels show was really good, though. I enjoyed myself there.
Is there a URL people can go to check that out on the web?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Is there a website people can go to check that out?
Actually, if you go to Facebook with...
LDG.
It's the Hot Wheels 50th. I would type that in, and then New York, New Jersey.
Got it.
And then you can see all the pictures from the show.
Very good. Okay, Al, we will do that. Thank you. We gotta run. It's the end of the show.
Yeah, we're about to get bit real hard by the clock there.
And,
so.
And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Be glad.
Very good. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Al.
Good Happy Father's Day.
You Thank too. You. Same Take to you, Al. Care. All right. Bye-bye. Joe, I have to mention that next week we're going to have Mr. Heath Norton, a guy we got from the Plane and Traffic Show on Thursday night. He is from Technoma Industries, or we know them better as from Cali's Cranks. I forgot to bring you a box of goodies today. It's sitting right on my floor, and I forgot to bring it to you.
Oh, Cranks? Yeah. I got Cranks?
Right.
Cool.
Well, not Cranks, other stuff. And listen to Old Country Road, Sunday at 8 p.m., hosted by Michael Anthony here on WHPC. It's classic country music, showcased along with interviews and legendary artists. And because of that, we got to go. We're out of here. Stay tuned for Kim and Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
We'll be back next week with Heath Norton. We'll see you then.